For WJSU News, I'm Cynthia Maxey Milton. Here's a sobering fact regarding students and COVID-19. School has been back in session for less than 3 weeks, yet if the number of Mississippi Public School students who are quarantined were a city, it would be the 21st most populated city in the state. Nearly 20,000 Mississippi students are quarantined for exposure to COVID-19. That's just 2,332 less than the population of Vicksburg, Mississippi's 19th largest city. And it's 191 people more than the population of Pascagoula, the 20th most populated city in the state. It's approximately 4.5% of the public school population. And those numbers are just for public K-12 schools. And now, as college students prepare to return from their homes from across the country to university campuses, numbers like those have college officials looking for ways to keep students safe and to encourage them to get vaccinated as they return to school for the fall semester. I recently sat down with Jackson State University Provost Dr. Elisa Mosley to discuss the university's efforts and challenges in keeping students safe while educating. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for asking me to be here.
20,000 students quarantined in less than 3 weeks in the public school system. Our students are moving in as we speak.
Yes.
When you hear those numbers, you think?
Well, I am very concerned that we continue to do all that we can to keep students as safe as possible. A university is like a little city. So some of the statistics that you provided just a minute ago are very, very important to us. We're keeping the beat. We're continuously looking out there to see what is going on and coming up. And well, I think overall I would say that we are always trying to pivot towards what is going to be most effective in our approach to messaging to students to remain safe and keep their guard up, which is so different when you are a residential student between the ages of 18 to 22 for someone to tell you, hey, you know, keep your mask on, be safe indoors, wash your hands, be physically distanced. Part of our survival and success has been around community. And so that drumbeat of community continues to permeate in all the decisions that we make as a leadership team. And also, just we want students to have a wonderful learning experience. So many of us reflect fondly about our college years, and we want to replicate that so they'll be fully prepared to engage in a workforce where we hope we'll be coming out of this soon, but we have to prepare them for the contingencies of what might happen if we're in this mode another year.
Now, one of the things the university has done is offered a $1,000 credit for students on campus who reside on campus. Are you hoping that will push some students who are hesitant to get vaccinated to take the shot?
Well, two things. I definitely think that it is helping. So we have a self-reported upload system that IT designed for us. It's working great. So we've had a lot of students get that first shot because we were able to offer vaccinations on the spot on campus. And so I think that's been very important. And the other piece that I think has been really helpful is that we've had alum who are physicians to come on campus and talk to students about some of the qualms they may have about getting vaccinated. Of course, this is world event in history, is nothing that any of us could have planned, but I think we've responded well to that, and I have to give it up to the students. They have really jumped in and been great ambassadors, great messengers of the fact that we care and they care. And we're all in this together. And I've been quite impressed with their reaction and courage throughout this whole experience.
We've been speaking to Provost Elisa Mosley with Jackson State University. You're listening to WJSU 88.5. I'm Cynthia Maxey Milton.